Forward to meeting a lot of new seniors this summer.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we've been looking at what is water baptism. Many people don't quite understand water baptism and the relevance of that. And so we started looking yesterday, and we saw the first question was, what does water baptism signify? What actually does it prove? What does it show? And so we picked up that question and we answered that question. You can go back and hear us, or you can watch us on traditionworshipcenter.com and get the balance there, or the whole message in its entirety for free. And then the second question is baptism necessary to be saved? Many people think that you have to be baptized or you don't have to be baptized. They're not sure. So let's look at scriptural references and see what the Bible says about water baptism. What does it signify? And water baptism, is it necessary to be water baptized in order to be saved? So let's pick up where we left off yesterday. And a big, hearty God bless each and every one of you.
Look at Galatians 3:26. For you are children of God through faith in Christ Jesus only. Faith in Christ Jesus only, not water baptism. You are all children of God. Becoming a child of God means I'm born again. Correct? He says, yeah, for you are children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Only that's salvation. It's a spiritual thing. Did you die physically? Jesus had to. We don't have to. So it's a spiritual thing, right? I believe, I proclaim, I receive salvation. It's a spiritual baptism in Christ. Amen. And so he says, you're all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. And that's at the moment of repentance and faith in Jesus Christ, a person is then born again and made alive. Only at repentance and faith in Christ Jesus is a person born again and made alive. That's it. I receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior. I repent. Lord, make me brand new. Forgive me for my sins. I believe what you did on the cross, and I accept it today. You become born again, saved. If you died 2 seconds after that, you go straight into heaven. But I didn't have time to get baptized. You go straight into heaven. Amen. What about a person on his deathbed? My brother was on his deathbed when he got saved. He didn't come out of the operating theater, but he received Jesus Christ on his deathbed there, but he wasn't baptized. Oh, well, sorry, Mart, you're in hell. It's for your life you're now living on the earth, showing people I'm a different person. I'm not going to operate in the world. And let me tell you what, the devil's watching and people are watching. And when you make a proclamation that I'm not going to serve God, you've now got the enemy coming at you and you've now got people watching you. You've got to stick to what you're trying to show them. I am now living according to the word of God in obedience to Jesus Christ's mighty word. Amen. Can you say amen? Verse 27. And all who have been united with Christ, that means born again. All who have been united with Christ. If you're united with Christ, you become one. You're born again. Correct?
then, watch out, united with Christ in baptism, have put on Christ. Are you seeing that? Like putting on new clothes. He comes, he puts his righteousness on you. He takes away your unrighteous you and he gives you a righteous new you. And I'm now, me and Christ are together as one in 2 Corinthians. We become one in Christ. But look what he says, and all who have been united with Christ, born again, in baptism have put on Christ, like putting on new clothes. So when you put on Christ, you get saved. You don't have to get the water baptism, but we've got to do it because of Jesus. Remember when John the Baptist said, far be it for me to baptize you. You need to baptize me. And he said, no, we must fulfill what is written in the scriptures.
So water baptism is an obedience to God's word. And once we become his born again children, we need to show obedience. That's what water baptism is. You're being obedient like Jesus was obedient to the word of God.
But it's not necessary for you to go to heaven. Like I said, my brother was on his deathbed. He received Jesus Christ and he died. He didn't have time to get baptized. There was no water around to get baptized. So is he in heaven or hell? According to the word of God, if you're born again, you're going to heaven. Amen? He said, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, you shall be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And after you're baptized, you'll be saved. It does not say that. All they that call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. It doesn't say all that are called upon and call upon the name of the Lord will be and baptized will be saved. Many people have got hang-ups because they say, well, I know someone who died and they weren't baptized. Just thank God that they were saved. And if they were baptized, they're not saved, they're in trouble. Amen. So is baptism necessary for salvation? No, it's not. Many people insist today that it's essential for salvation. I know denominations that say if you're not baptized, you can't go to heaven. So you're saying it's Christ and. Martin Luther King nearly got killed because of that. And people like Tyndale, you know who started the English Bibles, etc. These guys were like so strong in the word of God, he actually did get killed, Tyndale. And because of their belief in faith in Christ only. That's what Martin Luther in the 15th century or 16th century, that's what Martin, 15th century, in the 1400s, Martin Luther King was chastised when he nailed his 95 thesis on the church door. He put that in the door and he had to run for his life because he said, no, it's not works. It's not works. Water baptism is works. Isn't it? I have to do something. All I have to do is spiritually get saved. I believe and I receive. But obedience, I get baptized. Well, if you're not obedient to Christ, you can't get to heaven. Is what some people say. That means you've got a sin in your life. Guarantee you, every one of you have got sins in your life right now. Right now. Me too. All the great names you see on television and televangelists and that, all got sin. All carrying something, trying to get rid of. We're all working on that. If you've got sin that's just taken over your life and you don't care about it, well, then I'm not even sure you're saved. Because any born-again child of God starts to repent the minute they do something that is wrong, and they know it's wrong. You all repent. You do something wrong. You just, oh, God, forgive me. Call yourself an idiot, a fool, whatever you do. Don't do that. Don't call yourself an idiot. I've heard you. Don't call yourself a foolish person. Don't call yourself stupid.
That's right. Don't do it.
Come on. Yeah. When you sin, you say, whoops, sorry, Jesus, please, blood. You're not stupid. And people say it over themselves long enough. Guess how they start acting? Stupid. Amen. And so it's incorrect to think that water baptism is essential for salvation. It is not. Amen. Now, it's an instruction of God that we should get baptized, but it's not reliant on your baptism for salvation. Amen. That's just being obedient to what God said. Jesus was obedient to what God the Father said. Right. When he got baptized, right? And the Bible says he went into the water, and when he came up out of the water, submersion, he came up out of the water, then the Holy Spirit in the shape of a dove came upon him. Remember that? And a voice from heaven, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, all involved in their baptism. A voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Amen? Amen. Praise God. And so salvation is and always has been and always will be about faith in Jesus Christ alone. Amen. And what he accomplished. And that's why Martin Luther and those guys got into so much trouble, because they saw that the just shall live by faith, not by works, lest we start claiming the glory for what we've done and accomplished. So it's by faith and faith alone. Amen? Amen? Are you all in agreement with that? Yes. I hope you at home are watching and getting an understanding about water baptism, because a lot of people don't understand the true meaning of water baptism. And some people have been fretting because they know some loved one that wasn't water baptized, or possibly wasn't water baptized, and they've gone to be somewhere. If they're saved, they're gone to be with Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 So it's vitally important that we understand the only thing you need to be born again is faith in Jesus Christ and what he accomplished at the cross. Amen. Faith and belief. I know this is, to some of us, you might be thinking, well, this is like, you know, grade school you're teaching us right now. Yes, it is, but a lot of people don't know this. It's not grade school. This is the basics. And the problem is too many people move away from the basics because they get too big a deal now. I know so much. Now I can move on to bigger fish. No, you haven't even caught the fish yet. That's what happens. You've got to stay with the basics at all times. And you've got to tell people the truth. Yes, amen. That's right. And so I'm hoping right now some truth is coming into your life so that you can help people who don't know. Amen? Amen. So you must be baptized into Christ Jesus spiritually, or born again is another way of saying that, in order to be saved. However, it's not the same thing as being water baptized.
Hello, I'd like to make a special announcement right now. This is Dr. Gerard Currie. I'd like to announce the fact that on Wednesday nights, for the next 6 to 7 weeks, we are talking on the end times. And this is going to be held live in our church at Tradition Worship Center. You can watch it live online, traditionworshipcenter.com, or Facebook, or on YouTube. But we're talking about these end times, where we are, what it means. I'm going to show video. I'm going to show actual news articles of what's actually taking place in the world today. This is Wednesdays at 7 p.m. It goes for an hour, or an hour and 5-10 minutes max, but it's really life-changing, and you need to know about this information. It's vital information that we need to know where we are right now in Jesus Christ, and we need to be ready and prepared for what's coming, because I promise you, the return of our Lord and Savior is coming real quick. So join us on a Wednesday night at 7 p.m. at traditionworshipcenter.com.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Pastel Brazil Cafe serves fresh empanadas, salgados, and desserts daily, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Located at 8275 U.S. 1, Port St. Lucie. Available at 954-257-4957.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her study on the book of Colossians.